With new infections soaring to new records in almost all Australian states, there's increasing scrutiny on the number of patients in hospital with COVID and those who are being treated for COVID. The Prime Minister wants state and territory leaders to reclassify COVID-19 hospital admissions when National Cabinet meets again tomorrow. Scott Morrison will ask state leaders to consider a uniform definition of pandemic hospitalisations. That is, patients who are being admitted for COVID as distinct from those being treated for something else but happen to have COVID as well. Reclassifying hospital cases may be useful for predictive data, but medicos are warning it won't redefine the pandemic. Emily Burke reports.
The numbers have driven much of Australia's public health strategy to date, but now there are gaps in the data, largely due to the strain on testing and the revised testing criteria for contacts. But the hospital numbers are known.
2,362 COVID cases are in hospital, almost double the number that were in hospital last week. But 184 cases are in intensive care, and of those, 59 are ventilated, and that is steady.
Dr. Sonia Bennett is Australia's Deputy Chief Health Officer.
The data's not entirely telling us what's happening. I think that's fair to say. And, you know, the numbers we're seeing, people actually being hospitalised for different reasons and happen to have COVID, there's certainly many more cases of COVID out in the community that we're not aware of. That's not necessarily a bad thing, because I think generally that would, where we're seeing COVID is in younger people. It's very mild. Many might not know they have it, or it's just a sniffle.
Stephen Parnas is an emergency doctor in Melbourne. He says the latest surge is different from earlier waves.
We're seeing everything from young, otherwise healthy people who've gotten symptoms of COVID and are desperately worried that they might be becoming more unwell with it, all the way through to patients of every age who live with chronic multiple illnesses who are very fragile. A viral illness, in this case COVID, is enough to tip them over into needing hospital care. And so the challenge for us is to tailor the assessment and treatment that each individual needs, because that cannot be done simply by looking at a web page.
If National Cabinet decides to redefine hospitalisation numbers so that they reflect those with COVID and COVID only, and perhaps those who are presenting to hospitals with other conditions are not classified as COVID hospital patients, what are the implications for that? What are the consequences?
Well, I would reject that approach in the first place. You cannot redefine this pandemic out of existence. Having high positive numbers in the first place is one marker, and certainly the numbers of people needing hospital care with or from COVID is a huge issue. But if someone has COVID and it's making a chronic condition worse, they still have to be treated like any other COVID patient. The staff have to be fully protected behind PPE. The patient needs isolation. They need these extra tests, and we need to be on the lookout for deterioration. So I'd be concerned if the first reaction of any political leader is to try and redefine these things in such a way that they can say that hospitals are doing it easier than we really are.
A lot of the data metrics we look at each day, they help sort of understand where we are in the pandemic.
Data analyst Anthony McCarley is the founder of COVID Live. What would you like to see that gives us the most up-to-date, accurate and true picture of the pandemic?
I think just simply report both figures. So presentations, you know, due to COVID, or presentations due to something else. I think another metric also that we're kind of missing that might be useful is average hospital stay. That might help us evaluate, you know, how serious some of the illness that's going on in the community and those presenting to hospitals.
But will it change what's happening in hospitals before the peak is even reached?
My view would be the hospital system is in crisis.
Dr. Nick Talley is Editor-in-Chief at the Medical Journal of Australia.
At least my colleagues are telling me this clearly in Sydney and elsewhere. And that's a serious problem. It's all about staffing, furloughed staff because of they're infected or family members are infected. All of this is putting enormous pressure. And of course, because of the size of the surge, some people are tipping over and requiring hospitalisation. You know, they are clogging the system, if you like. It just seems to me we're going to have to change gears.
What do you think that'll mean?
I don't think lockdowns are going to work. First of all, I don't think the public would really want them. And secondly, even if you lock down, with the virus of this infectivity, it wouldn't extinguish it. There's no way to extinguish this. I think stronger public health measures, though, would be sensible. I mean, requiring masks, across most of the nation, particularly using N95 or P2 masks because of the airborne nature of the virus. Density limits more strictly enforced. Some simple measures would take the strain off the hospital system in a few weeks' time if they were instituted. But the trouble is there's always a delay. And so for right now, the hospital system is a real worry.
That's Dr. Nick Talley, Editor-in-Chief at the Medical Journal of Australia. Emily Burke with that report.